Lo and behold, look what the cat dragged in. This man right here, Tyler Ervin. Now, Tyler, back from the combine, that clearly is a big spectacle. There's a lot of things that are expected out of you guys. So what was the best experience there?
I think the best experience was just kind of following the schedule. You kind of get a feel for what you have to do. And everything is on time. You have to be precise in everything you do. And I feel like that translates to the field. You want to be on point with everything you do. So I think that was a great experience. And not only that, but competing on the field. You know, I'm a huge competitor, so any chance I get a time to go out there and show people what I can do is just a great time.
You talk about the schedule. Did that really let everything sink in to let you know that, wow, this is not just playing in college, but this is a job. This is a profession now.
Yeah, what people mention a lot is being at the combine is a big job interview. So you always want to be on your Q's and P's and make sure you do everything the right way. So I think that's something that I made sure I did, and I think I did a good job of it.
Absolutely.
Talk to me about watching you on film. You're shifty, and there's a lot of things you actually are able. You got a good burst of field. Now, pressing the line of scrimmage, understanding blocking schemes and different things like that as a running back usually is difficult in the league. How are you approaching this, you know, your preparation? You feel confident that if you get picked up, you'll understand how to pick up those blitzing linebackers or where it's coming from and how to get yardage when you need to get yardage, those different things.
Yeah, definitely. The transition is always, you know, something that you have to make sure you take care of. And, you know, whether it's blocking or, you know, understand the run scheme, that's something that you have to just take your time, go in the playbook, and make sure you study. So, you know, wherever I go, wherever I get the chance to, you know, play, that's something that I'm obviously going to do and continue my good study habits, as I call it, and make sure I'm prepared.
Good.
Yeah, Tyler, there's comparisons of you to Darren Sproles, who's had a great career as a third down back, very explosive guy. But scout yourself. Like, if you're scouting Tyler Ervin, what would you say about yourself as a prospect?
I would say I do have a lot of qualities that Darren Sproles has. You know, like you mentioned, he's versatile, he's explosive. And not only that, you know, he's one of those guys that makes a lot of plays in a pivotal point in the game. Mm-hmm. Now, I've watched several games over the years where I've seen, you know, oh, Darren Sproles with a nice catch, you know, for the touchdown. Darren Sproles with the important third down run. So the importance that he brings to the game is awesome. I think that I have a lot of the same qualities.
Now, scouts have said that you may be better suited playing the slot receiver position, but you're running back, so what do you think about that?
I think that they just recognize my versatility. I'm not quite sure if, you know, you can categorize a lot of guys that can, you know, play a lot of running back and wide receiver, and not only that, you know, be effective on special teams in punt return and kick return. So I think that being able to, you know, show those qualities, help people kind of, you know what, he can do this. So wide receiver is something I can, you know, potentially do.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know when you're job searching, every team is a right fit. Mm. But when you look at it with your skill set, what do you think would be a great fit for you?
I think any team that allows me to go out there and play my brand of football. So whether it's getting me touches on reverse sweeps or, you know, those tough, you know, like we were talking a little bit earlier, those cloud and dust yards where it's only 2 or 3 yards, or even in the kicking game, any team that allows me to go out there and be as versatile as I know I can be, I think would be a great fit.
Right. You and I were talking about, you know, guys that have your speed, they come out, they tend to always want to bounce everything outside. Well, that's hard to do in the NFL when that linebacker is as fast as you are. So can you talk a little bit about that, running and getting the tough yards, because that's what you're going to be required to do in the league?
Yeah, so it's a job, and that's what the job entails, for you to be able to go in there and get those tough yards. So, you know, whatever the case is, whether you have to kind of use a little bit more speed to get outside or, you know, stay true to the inside zone run or stay true to the gap run, it's what you have to do. And a lot of the times it might only be 2 to 3 yards, but, you know, at the end of the day, you got to take it.
Now, your former teammate at San Jose State, Benjamin Wickery, he's in the league. So have you spoken to him? Has he given you any advice as you get ready for the draft?
Yeah, most definitely. So he was just out in San Jose, and, you know, obviously the Panthers, they went to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
And he was out there, and I had a chance to talk to him. And one of the main things that he was expressing to me is just stay true to yourself, but not only that, continue to work hard and understand that this is a job, and you don't want to take it lightly. So I think that, like you guys mentioned, the biggest difference is, you know, college is more of a, you know, have fun and type thing. But, you know, with the NFL, this is, you know, big-time ball game, so you got to get prepared for that.
Well, they say small schools don't usually bring as much punch to the table, but Walter Payton went to a small school, so did Jerry Rice, and so did this man right here, Tyler Ervin, San Jose State University. Thank you very much for taking the time out, and good luck as that draft rapidly approaches.
Thank you guys for having me.
Appreciate that.
Good luck to you, Ty.